6i. Not everyone agrees with Naomi Klein, and her book has been controversial. Listen to what one critic said and answer the questions.
In This Changes Everything, author Naomi Klein ignores the elephant in the room, overpopulation. Even though population growth is slowing in many countries, there will still be an estimated 9 billion people on the planet by 2040, and the pressures on resources can only increase. Secondly, though she identifies capitalism as the culprit in the climate crisis, Klein doesn't offer any suggestions for a workable, alternative economic system. Thirdly, Klein describes the climate crisis as a confrontation between capitalism and the planet. It would be more accurate to describe our current crisis as a clash between the expanding demands of humankind and finite resources. Even though she derides a techno-fix, it is not entirely impossible that we will in fact find a way to solve the now apparently unsolvable problem of what we demand and what the Earth can supply. In the end, it doesn't really matter how the conflict is framed, because there can be no doubt who the winner will be. Talk about a fragile Earth that we need to protect is in some ways misleading. The Earth is vastly older and stronger than Homo sapiens. If we take the long-term view here, say a million years or so, nothing that we do now will trouble the planet for long.